Boss Ladies, I hope that you're well. I wanted to chat to you today about the power of gratitude and not just generally being grateful, but actually practicing mindfully being grateful. So recently I had the pleasure of being invited to participate in a global 10-day gratitude challenge with Kevin Monroe and some folks from the Humans First movement. And it was really, really cool. We had almost 500 people globally participating in this challenge. And we got daily prompts, you know, just to kind of focus our minds and to really start delving pretty deep into this whole gratitude thing, right? And I know that I've spoken about gratitude before, and generally with my kids every night before we go to sleep, I ask them, you know, to list things that they're grateful for or to list something that went really well in the day. But what I realized when I was participating in this 10-day gratitude challenge is that I myself have started doing a lot of things on autopilot. And I think it's something that all of us do, right? I think it's really twofold. I think part of it is that we just become so busy and so distracted with our daily lives that we almost forget to stop and smell the flowers. You know, like we see them along the road, but we don't really take a moment to just breathe it all in and internalize it. And obviously I'm using flowers as a metaphor for, in case you're not following along, but as much as I'm using it as a metaphor, I'm also not, because we don't take the time to stop and smell the flowers, right? We're just constantly so busy with everything. And part of what I've been asking myself this past 6 weeks, 2 months is, you know, is any of it worth it? Am I busy with the right things? Am I focusing my energy on the right things? And we'll talk more about that in another episode. So I think the reason why we don't really practice mindfully being grateful is partly because we're just so hurried and rushed and busy and we just let things pass us by. But the second factor, I think, is almost, if you want to take it back to like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, the things in the lower part of the hierarchy, like the food and the security and, you know, having a job, having shelter, just generally having your most basic needs taken care of, belonging to a community, having friends, those kinds of things. Once we've got those things in place in our lives, we almost forget to be grateful for them because, again, we're on autopilot and we've almost come to expect these things in our lives, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's great that we're at a point in our lives where, you know, we've got a nice place to stay and we're safe and we've got friends and we can eat every day and, you know, we don't have to worry about those most basic needs and we can actually focus on the higher needs, which is, you know, developing ourselves and self-actualization and all of those things. But what this challenge taught me in the 10 short days that I was participating in it is that I really need to go a lot deeper with my daily gratitude practice. And I really need to take time and smell the flowers. So what I'd like to ask you to do is just set a challenge for yourself. It doesn't have to be 10 days. Just, you know, start small. Start with 3 days and then 5 days. You know, Oprah used to always talk about keeping a gratitude journal. I think the world has kind of evolved now and we tend to do everything on our phones. So I found this awesome free app, which was developed by like a 17-year-old kid in Boston. This kid is amazing. I mean, just to have done this and to put this app out in the world. So I'm grateful for this kid. The app is called Three Good Things. And it prompts you every day to actually record on the app three good things. And during this 10-day gratitude challenge and subsequent to participating in that, I've actually been using the app. And what I've found is even on my worst, shittiest days, and if there's like a spate of them in, you know, in succession, a shitty week or whatever, there's always things to be grateful for. And if I just quiet my mind, just take 3 minutes, 5 minutes at the end of my day to start looking at good things, things that I have to be thankful for. You know, it could be something as small, and I say that in inverted commas, as small as being thankful for your health, for the fact that you wake up in the morning and that you can walk and that you can talk and hear and see, and just being thankful for your senses. It could be something as small, in inverted commas, as that, or it could be really big things. And sometimes we just need to be grateful for the fact that we are here and we're trying. Every single day we're getting up and we're trying. Even if the day didn't turn out the way that we wanted it to, even if there were disappointments, if there was stress, if there was whatever shit life threw at us, sometimes the most powerful thing that we can do is take a step back and just be grateful for the fact that we made it through the day. Or maybe you set yourself a goal that you were going to, you know, order less Uber Eats this week and cook more meals. Be grateful for that, you know, and give yourself some recognition for that as well. But what I'd like to ask you off of this 10-day gratitude challenge and off of my own learnings for yourself, because it is so, so powerful and transformative, is take 5 minutes at the end of the day and look back and reflect and really express gratitude for the good things in your life. And I promise you, even on the most difficult days when you feel like you're almost clutching at straws to find 3 things to be grateful for, chances are you'll find more than 3 things. And what I've seen happens over time is our focus starts shifting. We start seeing the positive in all situations. We start looking for the positive. We start actively expressing gratitude, even if it's internally, quietly, almost like a prayer. We start expressing that gratitude to the universe. And the more we do that, the more of that stuff we start seeing and the more of that stuff starts happening. So go out there, go download 3 Good Things. It's completely free. And just start practicing more mindful gratitude. And take some time every day to stop and smell the flowers. I'll chat to you again.